Wow. It's a joy and privilege to be here again this morning.
实在是一个很大的喜乐和一个特权，今天早上能够大家一起在这里。
What a lead-in we just had with that song. Now I belong to Jesus, Jesus belongs to me.
这是这么美好的一首诗歌，我是属于耶稣，耶稣也属于我。
Because that sums up a little of what I want to say this morning.
这个好像就总结了我今天早上要说的。
Can we just pray?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your precious word.
父，我们为着你宝贵的话感谢你。
And thank you that we can read it together and reflect on it together.
感谢你，我们能够一同来早上读你的话，也一同来思想你的话。
And we pray that your dear Holy Spirit would work in us and reveal to us and help us to understand your heart.
我们祷告那个宝贵的圣灵能够今天早上向我们说话，也启示我们。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to read two little parables that Jesus gave to us in Matthew 13.
今天早上我跟大家一起来读一处的那个预言，就是在马太福音第十三章。
Matthew 13 and verse 44.
马太福音十三章的那个比喻。
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it,He hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
马太福音第十三章第四十四节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了它就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls, and when he had found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had.And bought it.
第四十五节，天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Now Jesus often taught in parables.
耶稣常常用比喻来说话。
And he used things that people could understand to reveal heavenly truths.
他用人能够明白的比喻。来把天国的事预表明出来。
And some of the parables that are recorded for us,
有一些的比喻是记录下来的。
We actually have Jesus' own commentary on what they meant.
我们也有看到有些比喻主耶稣他自己也有解释。
For example, in Matthew 13, we have a couple of parables, one that we call the parable of the sower, and one that we call the parable of the weeds.
比如说我们在马太福音第十三章里头，主耶稣也有说到撒种的比喻和败子的比喻。
And in both those cases, we hear that Jesus' disciples came to him afterwards and said, "Can you please tell us what these parables mean?"
所以在这个两个比喻里面，我们看到他的门徒也问耶稣说，请你告诉我们这个比喻是什么意思。
I suspect that they did that after every parable that he told.
我想他们也许是在主耶稣说了每一个比喻之后，他们都是这样问耶稣的。
But with the parable of the sower and the parable of the weeds, the Holy Spirit chose to give to us the commentary that Jesus provided.
但是在这个撒种和那个败子的比喻里头呢，圣灵也借着这个呢启示给了我们。
But some of the parables he didn't give us that commentary.
但是主耶稣说的有一些的比喻好像并没有解释的。
And these two that we've just read sit there in the scriptures without any explanation or commentary to follow.
马太福音第十三章第四十四和四十五节里面的两个比喻就是只有比喻而没有好像没有解释的。
And down through the years, different Bible scholars and commentators and teachers have seen slightly different interpretations as they have read these parables.
很多年来一些的圣经的学者好像都对这两个比喻呢有不同的一些的看法和解释。
And the Holy Spirit in his wisdom chose to leave it without further explanation.
但是圣灵借着他的智慧却把这两个比喻就这样的留在圣经里头。
I think he must have wanted us to reflect on it and to look at other scriptures to test what was being said in these parables.
我相信圣灵在这里就是要把这两个比喻放在那里， 让我们能够来思想，也让我们能够借着来看圣经中其他的一些的章节来思想这两个比喻。
Now, I remember as a young Christian, I had some wonderful teaching and heard some wonderful preaching about these parables.
我知道就是在我年轻的时候做基督徒的时候，我听到很多的讲道是关于这两个比喻的。
And I was inspired by teachers who shared with me that these parables were speaking about the incredible treasure that we have in the gospel.
也有的老师是这样对我说，好像这两个比喻就告诉我们，就是我们在这个主里面有怎样的那一个的极大的宝贝。
They portrayed the treasure that we have in Jesus.
说到我们在耶稣里面的这个宝贝。
And they inspired me that it was worth giving up everything to follow him.
就是因着这样，就是能够就激励了我放下一切来跟随他。
And I'd sing a song like, and I continue to sing a song like, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.
我记得我就一直唱那首诗，我现在仍然在唱，就是我宁愿有耶稣。
I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands.
我宁愿有耶稣而不要这个地上所有的房屋或者金银。
Because I've discovered something of this amazing treasure that God has given us in Jesus.
因为我发现了那个极大的那个宝贝，就是神所给我们在耶稣里面的。
And I thank God for the inspiration that that teaching brought to me.
我感谢神，因着这个圣灵的感动，把这个两个比喻的那个激励了我，用这两个比喻激励了我。
But when I was a little bit older, I heard some other teaching that gave a different perspective on these parables.
但是当我慢慢大了以年长了以后，我就听到也有就是讲到关于这两个比喻，这是又从另外一个方面来解释的。
And I thank God for the inspiration that I got from this teaching too.
我也感谢神，也给我有看到有另外一方面的解释。
And they described how Jesus himself gave his life to purchase something that was incredibly precious to him.
那就是说到耶稣他为着对他来说是这样的宝贝，他来舍去他的一切。
When Jesus himself found the pearl of great price, he gave his life on the cross to purchase that pearl.
当耶稣发现了这颗重价的珠子的时候，他就在十字架上舍去了他的生命来买这颗珠子。
And my heart soared as I realized that I was precious to God himself.
我的心就那样的受感动，就是好像说我对在耶稣的眼中我就是那个极重的重价的珠子。
And I was part of a church that he loved so much that he would give his life for it.
我就是在教会中的那一部分，也为着这个教会主耶稣他舍去了他的生命。
And I thank God for that teaching.
我感谢神有给我这样的教导。
But can I share this morning that I now see these two parables as, well, can I just share the way I now see them?
今天早上我要跟大家分享的就是我在这两个比喻中所看到的。
And I give you permission to reflect on it and not necessarily accept my present view.
所以我也给让你们能够不是单单就是接受我自己的这个解释，乃是让你能够来思想。
Not that you need my permission, because we're told to test everything that we hear and compare it with other scripture, so that's a good thing to do.
当然，我并不是给你们这个许可，让你们来思想，因为我们都应当思想我们所听见的。
But when I read these parables now, I see them not as exactly the same story.
现在当我来看这两个比喻的时候，好像并不是跟我以前所听到的那个故事好像不一样。
They relate to the same story, but they're actually two different perspectives on that story.
他们跟那个我听到的这个故事是有是相关的，但是呢并不是一样的。
A bit like a coin, I've got a coin here in my pocket.
就好像一个硬币。
It's one coin.
是一个硬币。
But you look on one side, and I've got a picture here of Queen Elizabeth on one side.
但这个硬币的一面呢是女王的头像。
What we call heads.
我们说的叫头像。
When I turn it over, I see a picture of kangaroos. It's a $1 coin.
这是一块澳洲一块钱的硬币。那在另一面呢，就是那个袋鼠。
And it's a completely different picture.
是两个完全不同的图画。
But it's the same coin, two sides of the same coin.
但是却是这个同一个硬币的两面。
Now, when I read these parables, what I now read are two sides of one amazing story.
所以当我在读这两个比喻的时候，我好像就看见同一个故事的两个方面。
The parables seem very similar.
这比喻看上去好像很相同。
They both start the same way. They say the kingdom of heaven is like.
这两个比喻都是用同样的都有同样的开始，就是天国好像。
And they both end in the same way with someone giving everything for that treasure that they can see.
这两个比喻也有同样的结束，就是有人花了那个极大的代价来得到这两个宝贝。
But let's just notice a difference between the two.
让我们来看这两个不同的地方。
In verse 34, it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field."
第四十四节那里说到，天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
Kingdom of heaven like treasure.
天国好像宝贝。
And then in verse 45, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for pearls."
第四十五节那里说到，天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。
On the one hand, from our perspective, we see treasure.
从一方面来说，从我们的角度来看，我们看到一个宝贝。
On the other hand, there's a merchant looking for something.
在另一方面，有一个做买卖的人，他在找什么东西。
And as I read this first parable,
当我读第一个比喻的时候，
I see that God has set before us an amazing treasure to be discovered.
我看到的这个第一个的比喻的时候，就好像看到神在我们面前放了那一个极大的一个宝贝。
An amazing treasure that when we find it, our hearts are filled with joy and wonder.
当我们找到这个极大的这个宝贝的时候，我们的心就欢喜快乐。
And we'll end up spending a whole lifetime mining that ground that we've discovered where the treasure is.
所以我们就用我们余下的整个的一生，好像来守住这块宝贝。
But it's worth giving everything.
但是呢，这个宝贝却是值得我们付上一切的。
And yet, from the other perspective,
然而从另一个角度来看，
We discover that God in his love was searching.
那就是神以他的爱在好像在那里寻找。
Searching for something that was lost.
他在寻找那个失落的东西。
More particularly, people that were lost.
特别是失落的人。
People that were precious to him.
那人对他，那个对他来说是宝贝的。
So precious that he would give his life for them.
在他的眼中是那样的宝贵，以至于他舍去他的生命。
Two sides of the same amazing, wonderful coin.
就是好像这就是一个硬币两方的两个方面。
From our perspective,
从我们的角度来说，
there is an incredible treasure that God sets before us.
就是在我们的面前，神放着那一个极大的宝贝。
And we can sum up that treasure in a word, it's Jesus.
我们可以用一句话来总结这个宝贝，那就是耶稣。
We discover this incredible love that is found in Jesus.
我们在这个耶稣里面，我们找到那一个非常奇妙的大爱。
We discover someone who knows all about us, knows our deepest secrets.And yet he loves us.
我们找到了那我们发现在从耶稣那里，他是这样的认识我们，这样的知道我们的人是怎么样子的人，但是他仍然爱我们。
Someone who doesn't condemn us for our faults.
他并不是定我们的罪。
But someone who brings forgiveness.
但是他却是带来赦免。
And much more, someone who brings us a life that is abundant and wonderful.
而且他把他的生命带给了我们，是那样丰盛的生命。
And not only that, but someone who gives us gifts that are so amazing.
不止如此，他仍然给我们有很多的恩赐，是那样的奇妙。
Someone who promises to be with us through all of life's journey.
他也应许我们，他要伴随我们走这一生的道路。
He says, "Yes, you will have challenges. Yes, you will have difficult times, but I'll be with you."
他对我们说，是的，你会有遇到挑战，你会有遇到难处，但是我与你同在。
What an amazing treasure!
这是何等奇妙的宝贝。
I'd rather have Jesus.
我宁愿有
silver or gold.
而不要那个金银。
I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands.
我宁愿有耶稣，而不要房屋田地。
Now I've got to say, God in His grace has given me a house and land as well.
我要说的就是神靠着他的恩典，他赐给我有房屋，也有土地。
And I'm grateful for that.
我为了这个感恩。
But I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land.
但是我仍然宁愿有耶稣远超过那个房屋和田地。
And I know that there are some of my brothers and sisters in some parts of the world who don't have a house or land.
我也知道就是在这个世界上有一些的我的弟兄姊妹们，他们在其他的地方，他们没有房屋，也没有土地。
But they are rich because they have Jesus.
但是他们仍然是富足的，因为他们有耶稣。
And this man in this story, for joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field.
所以在这个比喻里头说，这个人他遇见了这个宝贝，他就变卖了一切所有的来买这块地。
Now we have to be very clear about one thing.
我们必须要非常清楚地看到。
The parable doesn't give all of the story that the rest of the Bible will amplify.
这个比喻并没有把所有的细节都告诉我们。
We need to be very clear that this treasure is not something that we earn, it's a gift that God gives.
我们必须要很清楚地知道，这个宝贝并不是我们自己劳苦得来的，乃是一个礼物，好像送给我们的。
As we read particularly through the writings of the Apostle Paul, who makes this very clear, that salvation is a gift of God's grace that we receive through faith.
所以在我们在读圣经中，我们也看到保罗也说过，这个救恩是一个礼物，是神的恩典所赐给我们的。
We can never earn it.
我们不能够靠着自己来赢取这个救恩。
We can never deserve it.
我们不配得着这个救恩。
But we receive it as a gift.
但是我们却是接受了这个救恩，好像是接受一个礼物一样。
And the message that Jesus brings is that whoever receives him, to them he gives the right to become the children of God and to enter into this treasure.
耶稣所给我们的应许就是，凡是只要来相信接受他的，他就能够成为神的儿女，进入神的国。
But there's another dimension to this truth.
但是在这个真理上面有另外一个方面。
And it involves the fact that we really do need to understand that to fully enjoy this treasure, to fully experience this treasure, we need to give up our lives.
但是我们也必须要知道，若我们要完完全全的真的能够来享受这个宝贝的话，我们要舍去自己的。
Remember the story of the rich young ruler? It's in Mark chapter 10.
记得那个在马可福音第十章里面那个富有的年轻人吗？
A man who came to Jesus and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
那个人来到耶稣的面前说，我要做什么才能够承受永生？
And Jesus challenged him. He said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God only. You know the commandments."
耶稣就对他说，你为什么称我是良善的呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
And he took him through the Ten Commandments.
然后耶稣就跟他讲十诫。
And this man said, "I've kept all of these since I was a boy."
这个年轻人就说，我从小就遵守这一切。
The reality is, he hadn't kept the Ten Commandments. Sorry. The reality is he had not kept those Ten Commandments.
但是这个事实是他并没有守住这个十诫。
on one level, according to men's standards, he had been a very good man and had ticked all the boxes that he could tick.
从人的眼睛来看的话, 他好像是守住了一切, 他, 所有的都满足了。
But no man can keep the Ten Commandments.
但是没有人是能够真正的守十诫的。
Because Jesus summed up the Ten Commandments.
因为耶稣总结了那个十诫。
In fact, he summed up not just the Ten Commandments, but the whole of the law that was given through Moses.
耶稣他不单单是总结了那个十诫, 他乃是也总结了所有的就是, 神所给摩西的所有的律法。
Jesus says, it can all be summed up like this.
耶稣就说, 所有这一切都可以, 总结成这样。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
那就是要, 全心的爱神。
And then, love your neighbor as yourself.
然后爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
Had this man done that?
这个年轻人有没有这样做呢?
Have you and I done that?
你跟我有没有这样做呢?
Jesus helped the young man to see his own heart by the challenge that he gave him.
耶稣借着这个挑战, 让这个少年人看见他自己心里面的光景。
If you really love me, and if you really love your neighbor as yourself, then sell what you've got. Give to them and come and follow me. Be with me.
你若是真的爱我, 你若是真的爱邻舍如同爱自己, 那你就变卖所有的一切分给穷人。
And that man missed out on the discovering the greatest treasure because his own riches were more important to him than that treasure that Jesus set before him.
这个少年人并没有得着, 主, 耶稣所要给他预备的那个宝贝, 因为他看重自己的财富超过这个宝贝。
But as we learn what it is to forsake everything for Jesus, we'll spend our lifetime mining this ground that will reveal the riches of the treasures that he's given to us.
所以当我们学习, 为这个耶稣舍去自己的时候, 我们就会, 不断地, 一直不断地能够来看守这块宝地, 能够, 享受这个宝贝。
Let's just turn the coin for a minute.
让我们把这个硬币再转过来。
The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls.
天国又好像买卖的人寻找好珠子。
Jesus was looking.
耶稣在寻找。
And he found something.
他找到了什么。
And poured out his life for it.
他就为着这个, 他所找到的, 把他的命倾倒出来。
And I just want us to reflect for a minute on what that means for you and for me.
我要大家能够, 思想一下, 这个对你和我来说是什么意义呢?
What value does God put on you?
神在你的身上所放的这个价值是什么样的呢? 怎样的?
Now, I've got a friend who sold his house a few years ago.
我有一个朋友几年前, 他把他的房子卖掉了。
And it was just before the boom in the Sydney property market was starting.
他卖掉的时候呢, 是在悉尼这个房产市场, 那个起价的时候, 之前他卖的。
But it was just starting to get underway.
那个时候这个房屋刚刚开始在涨。
And he wanted to sell his house because he was going to move somewhere else.
他要把他的房子卖掉, 因为他要搬到其他的地方去。
And it was an old house that backed onto a freeway, a motorway.
是一个很旧的一个屋子, 后面呢, 是, 有那个高速公路的。
And some would say that it's land value only for that house.
所以有的人就说, 这个房子的话, 其实只有这块地是值钱的。
And the valuer general had one basis of valuation for that place.
那个股价的呢, 就对这个地方呢, 有一个的股价。
And according to the valuer general, it was worth, from memory, $350,000.
那个时候这个股价的呢, 这个房子呢, 和地在一起的话, 只有30万。
The bank had put a value on it for the loan that he'd taken out to get his mortgage.
那银行对这个房子的这个股价, 为了要借钱给他, 对这个房子的股价是,
The bank saw it as more valuable than the valuer general. The bank said that this is worth
$650,000.
And then he brought the real estate agent in and said, what can I get for this house when I put it on the market?
所以他就找了那个房地产公司来看，他说我这个房子能够卖多少。
A real estate agent said, I think we might get between 750 and 800,000 for this place.
那个房产公司就说，我看这个房子大概从有75万到80万之间。
So he went to market, put it out for there for sale.
所以他就把这个房子放到市场上面去卖。
So what was the value of this place?
那这个房子到底值多少钱呢？
He actually sold it from memory for 890,000, nearly 900,000.
我记得他那个时候他的房子卖了89万，将近90万。
So the valuer general said 350,000.
所以政府估价的说这个房子只值30万。
The bank had another value, the agent had another value.
银行也对这个房子也有不同的估价，那个房产公司也有不同的估价。
But the real test,
但是这个真正的测试，
What would somebody pay for it?
那有人到底愿意付多少钱？
What was the real market value?
这个真正的市场的价格是多少？
Forget about what the valuer general said. Forget about what the bank said.
不要在乎别人是怎么估价的。
Now, you can understand where I'm going with this.
你应该可以猜到我是应该怎么样子讲下去的。
The real test of value is what someone will pay.
就是真正这个价值的这个测试是有人愿意付多少钱。
What is your value?
你的价值是多少？
Now, you might have heard what people have said about you.
你也许听到别人对你怎么说。
You might have even as a child been told you were worthless.
也许在你做孩子的时候有人就跟你说你根本就不值什么东西。
You would amount to nothing.
你什么都不值的，不配的。
And you might have heard words from colleagues in the workplace.
你也许在工作场所中听到你的同事也有对你说
disparaging words that put you down.
有很多的时候都说一些的话让你就是垂头丧气的。
But what does God say?
但是神怎么说呢？
What price was He prepared to pay for you?
那就是神愿意为你付多少的代价？
What value did He and does He place upon you?
就是神在你的身上放了多少的价值。
Let's turn to Peter. Peter's letter, 1 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 18.
让我们来看彼得前书第一章第十八节。
For you know that it wasn't with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers,But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
彼得前书第一章第十八节和十九节，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
What price did he pay?
他付了什么样的代价呢？
What price can you put on the precious blood of Jesus?
你对耶稣的宝血，你能够用什么来衡量呢？用什么价值来衡量呢？
What price can you put on the life of Jesus Himself?
对耶稣他自己的生命，你能够放上什么样的价值呢？代价呢？
That's the value that God placed on you and me. Isn't that incredible?
这个就是神在你和我身上所看重的这个我们的价值，在神的眼中。
You know, I think it's hard for us to grasp that truth.
我想对我们来说是很难能够完全的明白理解这个真理。
I think most of us can more easily grasp another truth.
我想我们很多的时候比较容易的能够明白另外一个真理。
That we were lost and without hope.
那就是我们曾经是失落的，我们是曾经是毫无指望的。
Most of us can grasp the truth that we didn't deserve His love, that we are unworthy, that there's no righteousness in us.
我们很多的人都能够知道，也能够明白说，我们很多我们都是不配的。
But the truth that God saw such incredible value is something that's harder for us to grasp.
但是神在你跟我身上所看到的，实在是我们没有办法能够理解。
You know, there's a wonderful song that's been famous down through the years, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me.
那就是有一首的诗歌，一直流传了很多年的，那就是奇异恩典。
And I believe we need to be careful as we hear what that song is saying.
我相信我们要非常的小心，当我们听这首诗它是怎么说的。
Because Satan can sometimes take a word and twist a truth.
因为很多的时候，撒旦也会运用一些的话给它扭转一下。
When we sing about saving a wretch like me,
当我们唱到就是我们是怎样的败坏，堕落而被拯救的。
That is absolutely true.
这是真的，是事实。
In the sense that we were utterly lost and without hope.
那就是说我们是完完全全是失落的，是毫无指望的。
And it's true that there was no righteousness in us.
这也是事实，是真的，就是在我们里头是没有良善，没有公义。
But were we without value to God?
但是我们是不是真的在神的眼中是毫无价值的呢？
And sometimes some of us hear that, not necessarily through that song, but through other things that we've heard in our lives.
有的时候我们，当然不是从这首诗里面，或者也许我们从别的地方我们听到。
Even before we received Him, we were valuable to Him. Even before we received Him as our Savior, we were valuable to Him.
那就是在我们接受主耶稣救恩之前，我们在神的眼中是被看重的。
While we were still sinners,
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死。
And God looks on us with joy.
神看我们，他从上面看我们，他心里面满了喜乐。
In this story, we see the merchant.
在这个比喻里面，我们看到那个做买卖的人。
We see him looking.
我们看到他在寻找。
Looking for something that was lost.
他在寻找那个失落的东西。
And we know that God's heart longs for those that are not yet found.
我们知道神的心是渴慕那些失落的灵魂。
And God's joy is fulfilled when people come to Him.
当人来到神面前的时候，神的喜乐就得到满足。
And God's joy is so great.
神的喜乐是那样的伟大。
When people come to Him.
当人来到他的面前的时候。
So, two sides of the one coin.
所以这是一个硬币的两方面。
An incredible treasure in Jesus.
在耶稣里面那一个极大的宝贝。
And that's why that song we sang, I love to hear what Moses led us in beforehand. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me.
这个就是刚才 Moses 弟兄领大家唱的，那就是我现在是属于耶稣，耶稣也属于我。
We have such an amazing treasure that's given to us in Christ.
我们在神在基督里面给了我们那一个极大的宝贝。
The one in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
在那里有那个所有一切的智慧和知识。
And God delights in the treasure that He has in His church.
那神就是喜悦他在教会中这一些的宝贝。
The pearl of great value.
那个重价的珠子。
That was worth giving everything for.
是。值得神所有付出所有的一切。
And you know, as we see both sides of that coin,
当我们看到这个硬币的两方面的时候，
it fills us with even more joy to go and give everything to experience and enjoy this treasure.
我们的心就更加的得着的喜乐，也鼓励了我们，激励了我们放下一切来跟随他。
Now, we need to be careful when we read and interpret parables.
当我们在解释比喻的时候，我们应当非常的小心。
You can't take every detail in the parable and build a theology on it.
你不能够把这个比喻中的所有的细节来开始从这个上面来建立一些的神学的那个理论。
You need to discern what the story is that Jesus is actually telling in the parable.
我们必须要分辨耶稣在这个比喻里面所要告诉我们的是什么。
But there is one detail here that I think we can look at for a moment.
但是这里面有一个的细节，我想我们现在我们可以看一看的。
This treasure that the man found in verse 44 was actually hidden.
啊，那就是这个宝贝，就是那个人他所发现的这个宝贝是藏在地里的。
It wasn't obvious.
啊，不是很明显的。
And we know that the world doesn't naturally see in Jesus the treasure that he actually is.
我们知道在从世界上的人的眼睛来看，人们并看不见主耶稣他是那一个宝贝。
And we don't naturally see that.
我们自然的眼睛也并不看看不到主耶稣是那一个宝贝。
In fact, it says in Isaiah 53 that when we saw him, there was no beauty in him that we should desire him.
在以赛亚书第五十三章那里说到，当我们看他的时候，他并无加行美容。
And for many people, even when Jesus was walking on the earth, they didn't see someone who stood out head and shoulders from the crowd.
当耶稣在地上行走的时候，很多的人看见他的时候，并不认为他是那一位杰出的人物。
Of course, his words were amazing, and many stopped to consider what he was saying.
当然，他所说的是非常的真实的，带有真理的，非常奇妙的，让人能够思想的。
And the things that he did were amazing.
他在地上所行的事也是非常奇妙的。
And it was very hard not to see that God was with him.
当你看见这些的时候，你很难否定说神与他同在。
But the real treasures are not obvious.
但是主耶稣那真正的实在的那个宝贝并不是很明显的。
In fact, there's a picture of that in the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面说到那个会幕，那个约柜。
You know how God gave through Moses a picture through the tabernacle, a tent that he told them to make.
那就是在旧约里头，神给摩西有一个启示，说应当怎样的来建造这个会幕。
And that tabernacle was a place where the priest could go in and experience God's presence.
那这个会幕呢，就是祭司长要能够进去，在那里与神相见的。
It contained pictures of how God's people could enter into relationship with Him.
那就是也预表了就是神的百姓怎么样是能够与神相交。
And when the priest went into the tabernacle,
当这个祭司进到会幕里头去的时候，
he could see curtains all around which were beautiful.
他可以看见这些帐幕是非常的美丽。
Blue, purple, scarlet, all fine twined linen.
有各种各样不同的颜色材料。
Picturing different aspects ofJesus and his nature and his character.
这些都是好像预表了主耶稣他的那个本性和他的那个特征。
A heavenly man, a righteous man, a man who was to give his life for his people, all pictured in these beautiful curtains that were on display.
就是那一个公义的人那一个完全的人把他的命舍去了。
But they were only on display to the priest who actually went inside.
但是这个只有当祭司长进去到会幕的时候才能够看见的。
Because on the outside you had something that was very drab and very ordinary.
因为你从外面看这个会幕的话，是一个非常极普通的一个建筑。
If you were one of the Israelites looking at the tabernacle, you saw some badger skins that were covering this construction.
所以如果你是那个以色列人，你在外面看这个会幕的话，你好像看的是一个非常平常的东西。
It wasn't a grand cathedral.
并不是一个雄伟壮观的一个大的一个教堂。
The real treasures were hidden.
那个真正的宝贝是隐藏在里头。
And the real treasures were to be discovered.
那这个真正的宝贝是要被发现的。
I want to just reflect for a few minutes on the Apostle Paul.And the life that he lived, and how he went on in his life to continue discovering this treasure.
我要跟大家一同来思想一下，就是保罗 他是怎样的一直的不断的啊，要来发现这个宝贝。
You know, we receive this treasure as a gift.
我们知道，我们这个啊，我们得着这个宝贝是作为礼物赐给我们的。
As I said before, we can spend a lifetime mining and discovering this gift.
我们可以用我们的一生啊来持守，或者是来一直不断的发现这个宝贝。
And although we receive it as a gift,
虽然我们是作为一个礼物得到的
，to really experience it, we need to have such joy in the discovery that we've made that we're willing to put everything else to one side for the sake of discovering more.
但是当我们要真正的能够来一直不断的来发现并享受这个宝贝的话，我们就是要为着这个宝贝要付出我们的一切，有那个极大的喜乐，一直不断的来发现这个宝贝。
Philippians chapter 3, I want to just think on for a few minutes.
我们一起来看腓立比书第三章。
The Apostle Paul is describing all of the qualifications that he had naturally.
在这里保罗他说到他那个自己所有一切的那个受过教育的那个资格。
And he goes on to say in verse 7 of Philippians 3, verse 7.
在腓立比书第三章第七节呢。
He says, but notwithstanding all of that, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
第七节那里说到，虽然我有这些资格，我有这些的受过教育的这些资历，但是只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
We actually, those of us who were here for the breaking of bread this morning, were singing a song that was actually singing these words.
所以今天早上我们在这里的时候，我们一起好像也唱这些的字句。
He goes on to say.What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
在第八节那里，保罗继续说：“不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。”
For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
There was nothing that compared with knowing Jesus.
那就是没有什么是能够与认识耶稣相比的。
And everything else, all the vain things that charmed him most, he brought to the foot of the cross.
所有那些世上的东西，他都把它带到十字架的底下。
And all of his dreams, all of his plans, they were all brought to the foot of the cross.
他所有一切的梦想，他所有一切的计划。都带到了这个十字架的底下，放在了十字架的下面。
And he says in verse 10, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
在第十节那里，保罗说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And you look at the life of the Apostle Paul, I mean, I get both challenged and inspired in equal measure by looking at him.
当我们看这个使徒保罗他的一生的时候，我自己对我自己来说，我一面受到激励，我另一面也好像受到挑战。
If there was a man who was prepared to sell all that he had for that treasure and give up all that he had for that treasure, then it was the Apostle Paul.
那如果有一个人他是愿意为着这个宝贝变卖一切，为着这个宝贝舍去一切的话，那这个人就是保罗。
What drove him was the joy of discovering that treasure.
那么是什么驱动他这样做的话呢？那就是那个他发现基督的那一个喜乐。
A little word joy in that parable is a really important one.
那这个喜乐，这个在比喻里面那个虽然是一个非常小的字，但是是非常重要的。
And if it ever becomes duty obligation for us to follow Jesus, then we need to come back to that place where we see what we need to see to discover that joy.
如果我们感觉到跟随耶稣是一个 我们不得不要做的事，或者是我们的责任的话，那我们要重新回到这个主的面前来看。
Paul goes on in verse 12 to say something interesting.
那保罗在接下去继续说，在十二节那里。
He says, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me."
十二节，保罗说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是极力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
If there was ever a man who was justified in thinking he had arrived, that he had seen what he needed to see, done what he's needed to do, then it would be the Apostle Paul.
如果有一个人他能够说他已经看见所有一切所看要看见的，他已经做了他一切所要做的，那这个人就只能是保罗。
I think this is one of the things that challenges and amazes me most about the Apostle Paul. There was absolutely no complacency with what he knew and had experienced.
我想这个就是保罗对我来说一个最大的挑战，因为他从来都没有为着他所已经得着的满足。
Now this was a man who by the time he was writing this, he's getting right towards the end of his life, so he's had some amazing experiences with God.
所以当保罗在写这个腓立比书的时候，已经是在他人生的末后一段。所以他在这里所写的也是他的自己的经历。
This is a man who had even been taken up into the presence of God that was too difficult for him to express in human words.
他也曾经被神提到三重天，在那里他没有办法用话语来解释他所看见的一切。
This was a man who was in a place where the Holy Spirit could reveal mysteries of the gospel to him because he was able to receive them.
这是他也是那一位圣灵能够在他的里面向他完全的启示这个福音的奥秘，因为他能够接受这个启示。
And he was going to be faithful in sharing them.
他也是忠心的来分享他所得着启示的这个福音。
But he is a man who's saying, I haven't yet arrived. There is more for me to discover.
但是尽管这样，他还是说，这不是说我已经得着了。他在那里这里告诉我们，他还有很多的需要发现的。
There's a holy dissatisfaction.
这有一个非常一个圣洁的一个不满足。
There is more for me to discover this treasure.
这个对我来说，我还有更多的要发现这个宝贝。
I've got to go mining this land some more.
我要更多的在这个地里面挖掘下去。
He says, brothers, in verse 12, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
他说第十二节说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heaven.
十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what's behind and straining towards what is ahead.
那忘记背后，努力面前的。
For a man like the Apostle Paul to be saying something like that's pretty challenging, isn't it?
对，像保罗这样的人，他说这样的话，对我们来说是一个非常的大的一个挑战。
A man who had been taking the gospel to the Gentile world.
这个人保罗，他是把福音带到外邦人的地方。
A man who had been sharing the unsearchable riches of Christ with these people.
他与那些外邦人分享那个基督测不透的奥秘。
A man who was having constant experiences of God's presence and revelation.
他是一直不断地经历神的同在和得着神的启示。
A man who was seeing miracles happening.
他也看见很多的这个神迹奇事的发生。
Paul saw people being healed. Paul saw even people being raised from the dead. Paul was seeing amazing things happening.
保罗他看到他亲眼看见人被得着医治，他甚至看见死人复活。
And when he's saying forgetting what's behind and straining towards what's ahead,
当他说努力忘记背后，忘记背后努力面前的时候，
it seems pretty clear to me from the context that he's talking not just of his life as a Pharisee many years ago, But even his experience as a follower of Jesus, he's looking ahead.
他现在是继续是要跟随耶稣，要一直不断地往前去的。
He's not complacent.
他并不满足他的自己。
He's not resting on his laurels. Is that a phrase I can use? He's not just saying, well, I've achieved all of this and I'm just going to carry on with what I've achieved.
他并不是说我已经有这些成就了，我现在就是能够坐享其成了。
It's powerful words, isn't it? Forgetting what's behind and straining toward what is ahead.
这是非常带有能力的话，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
And I find that challenging.
我发现这个对我来说是一个很大的挑战。
It's an amazing treasure.
这是一个非常奇妙的宝贝。
But I know for myself that I've scratched the surface and I haven't done much more than that.
我知道对我自己来说，对这个宝贝，我只不过只是看到了这个表面。
And I am just so grateful that God loves me and has made me part of his church, and I find such inspiration and joy and security in that.
我真是非常的感恩，就是神能够把我放在这个教会的当中。
And at the same time, I hear his encouragement to me, come on, there's more.
另一方面，我也听到好像有这些鼓励的声音一直对我说，要继续，还有更多的发现。
There's more to be discovered.
有更多的要被发现。
There's more to be enjoyed.
有更多的你可以得到享受的。
There's more to be shared.
有更多的你也可以与别人分享的。
Come on, it's the unsearchable riches of Christ that I've set before you.
那就是要继续努力的向前，因为在那里有那个极大的基督所测不透的奥秘。
And I sense him saying to me, be more like the Apostle Paul who isn't just satisfied but strains for what is ahead.
我就是好像觉得里面有声音对我说，能够要像保罗那样的，不是单单就是忘记背后的，还要努力向前，向着前面的。
Can I just share, just we're going to wrap up soon.
我们很快就会结束。
But I just want to share one little thing from the Gospels, from Luke chapter 5.
我要跟大家一起来看路加福音第五章那里。
It's and you may wonder how this relates to what I've just been sharing until I get to the end of it.
你也许在想这个跟我刚才所分享的这个有什么关系呢？
But there was an occasion where the Pharisees and others came to Jesus, and they started asking him about fasting. It's actually in verse 33 of Luke chapter 5.
在路加福音第五章第33节那里。 有说到有些法利赛人来到耶稣的面前，问耶稣关于禁食的事情。
And they were puzzled. They said, John's disciples often fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours go on eating and drinking.
第33节，他们说，约翰的门徒屡次禁食祷告，法利赛人的门徒也是这样，唯独你的门徒又吃又喝。
And Jesus answered, can you make the guests of the bridegroom fast while he's with them?
耶稣就对他们说，新郎和陪伴罪人同在的时候，岂能叫陪伴罪人禁食呢？
But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and in those days they will fast.
但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要禁食了。
And then he told them a parable to help them understand what he was saying.
然后他就用这个告诉他们一个比喻，让帮助他们来明白他刚才说的话。
He said, no one tears a patch from a new garment and sews it on an old one.
耶稣对他们说，没有人把新衣服撕下一块来补在旧衣服上。
If he does, he will have torn the new garment and the patch from the new won't match with the old.
说，若是这样，就把新的撕破了，并且所撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称。
And no one pours new wine into old wineskins.
也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里。
If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined.
若是这样，新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就坏了。
No new wine must be poured into new wineskins.
但新酒必须装在新皮袋里。
And no one after drinking old wine wants the new, for he says the old is better.
没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总说陈的好。
Now let me explain what I think the parable is saying.
让我来解释一下我认为这个比喻是什么意思。
These people were having a problem understanding why the disciples weren't into fasting.
因为这些人他们对这个主耶稣的门徒他们不进食，他们觉得这是一个问题。
It was a big part of the Old Testament practice. Fasting took a significant part of that.
在旧约里头，这个禁食是一件非常大的事情。
But Jesus was explaining that there's a difference between old wine and new wine.
但是耶稣在那里也是说到新酒和陈酒有不同的，是不同的。
There was an old covenant, and now there's a new covenant.
那是旧约，有一个旧约，那现在是一个新约。
And he said, what he was saying was that fasting under the New Testament is actually different to fasting under the Old Testament.
耶稣说的意思就是说，在新约中的这个禁食跟在旧约中的这个禁食是不一样的。
There's a time and place for fasting.
有一个时间和那个地点为着禁食的。
And I don't have time to fully develop this because I'm actually coming to the last verse that I want to focus on for us this morning. But just let me say this in passing.
我没有很多的时间来解释这个事情，因为我的上午的分享快要结束了。
In the Old Testament, fasting is often associated with repentance, with sorrow, with acknowledgement that we've messed up badly and a cry to God for help.
在旧约当中说到禁食的时候，常常都是与人在神的面前悔改认罪这个是有关系的。
Fasting in the New Testament comes from a different place.
那禁食在新约里面呢是有一个不同的一个地位。
Fasting in the New Testament is actually associated withcelebration and passion for more of what God has for us.
在新约里面的这个禁食乃是与那个庆祝和那个我们怎样的能够继续的有这个喜乐继续的往前去的这个有联系的。
Now I'll just leave that to reflect on, but that's why Jesus was talking about the old wine and the new wine and how the old cloth and the new cloth, you don'ttry and impose the new into the old. Fasting is going to be different, in other words, Jesus was saying. It's going to be different for these disciples.
所以耶稣想要说的就是这个禁食在新约和旧约里面是不同的，那就好像新酒和陈酒和那个新的布和那个旧的布是不一样的。
And then he says in verse 39, no one after drinking old wine wants the new,But he says the old is better.
然后他在耶稣在三十九节那里又继续说，没有人喝了陈酒又像喝新的，他总说陈的好。
You know, there's a, I think Jesus is referring to a characteristic of us.
我相信主耶稣在这里说到就是我们这个人的那个个性。
That we can be easily satisfied.
那就是我们很容易就自己满足了。
And people who have experienced the old covenant.
人经历了那个旧约
can easily be satisfied.
他们就很容易得所满足。
And they need to be shaken up to realize that they need something new.
但是他们需要被震动，他们要让他们知道他们需要有新的。
But there's a principle there that even applies to us who have entered into the new covenant and have started to experience the goodness of God.
那对我们那些进入新约的人来说，这里也有一个的原则。当我们在经历主的这个时候
，we can easily get complacent and need to be stirred up by the Holy Spirit to go further, go deeper.
就是我们也非常容易就自己满足，我们需要圣灵一直不断的激励我们、挑动我们，让我们能够有这个热心继续的要发现这个宝贝。
And to be like the Apostle Paul who strains for what is ahead.
就像保罗使徒保罗那样，就是努力面前的。
God has set before us such an incredible treasure to be explored, experienced, and shared.
神在我们的面前放了那一个极大的那个宝贝，让我们能够一直不断的去发现，也能够一直不断的去享受这个宝贝。
And I want to pray with us, for myself, for my brothers and sisters here, that we'll catch something of the spirit that was in the Apostle Paul.
我愿意就是说，为着我自己，也为着在座的所有的弟兄姊妹们，我们一同能够来祷告，就是我们也能够像保罗那样有他这样的那个灵。
As with joy we behold the treasure that God has given us.
那就是我们能够得着这个神所给我们的这个宝贝，我们是满了喜乐的，满了欢喜快乐的心。
And as with wonder and thanksgiving, we accept that we're part of something that is precious to Him.
And 我们也存着感恩的心，我们接受我们是神的那个一部分。
And if He would give His life for us,
如果他把他的命都给了我们，
why wouldn't we give our lives for Him?
为什么我们不能够把我们的生命舍去为着主呢？
So, Father, we pray.
父啊，我们向你祷告。
Firstly, we thank you.
首先，我们要感谢你。
We thank you for what you've done for us.
我们感谢你为我们所做的一切。
And we are amazed that you would find such an incredible treasure in us.
我们是那样的稀奇，你竟然能够在我们的身上都能够看到那个宝贵。
And that you would delight in us, and that you would call us your bride.
你是那样的看重我们，那样的喜悦我们，甚至于叫我们称我们为你的心腹。
And we thank you that you have given us such an incredible treasure in Jesus.
我们感谢你在耶稣里面为我们所赐给我们那一个极大的宝贝。
And we pray as we look on you that you would stir up within us a passion, a desire to go further with you, to go deeper and to explore this treasure that you've given us.
我们也向你祷告，当我们这样仰望你的时候，求你能够来挑动我们的心，给我们有这样的一个热切的一个盼望，能够来继续不断的发现这个宝贝，继续的更深的挖掘这个宝贝。
And we pray this in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉着耶稣奇妙的名。
Amen.
Thank you, brother.